feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free.
From the looks I'm getting, obviously we need an explanation. Did you hear that spot? It was all about, it was a free, we're talking free, Harman Solar, free energy. That's cream, I feel free.
I thought it was another commercial. I was waiting for it.
Oh, that's our intro music. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, okay. I got some really good looks on the other side of the glass that time.
Free. And we are talking about a free solar system. Register at harmansolar.com. Note in the entry that you are a Rosie on the House listener and you'll be doubled. Your entry will double. They'll give you two entries into the contest. So make sure you get to the website today, harmansolar.com. If they wanted to call and just make an appointment, all your on-site consultations are free.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that same one on the radio ad that we just had, the 844-HARMAN-1, will get you where you need to go.
Fantastic. Let's get to the phones real quick. We've got a couple more people that want to talk to you if we have time to squeeze them in. Richard has a great call. It's one of the ones I'm asked all the time. Good morning, Richard, and thanks for phoning in to Rosie on the House. How can I and Dan King help you this morning?
Yes, I just had my roof redone. I live up in Sun City, and so I had these high-quality shingles put on, supposedly 30-year shingles, and then I've got a flat garage roof that I had foamed. But I guess my concern is, since I have this warranty on my roof I just had done, what effect would putting a solar on that roof have to my warranty of the shingles and or the foam that I've had put on there?
Great question.
What effect?
Dan, how do y'all impact the roof?
I wish more people thought about that, quite honestly. I would say that it would absolutely affect that warranty. And if you just did that, that would be something that we would need to be aware of. And what we would need to do is get in contact with the company that had the warranty and have a conversation with them. And in many cases, we can demonstrate to them what it is that we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And a lot of times they'll continue to honor the warranty, or there may be some added expense involved to extend the warranty or include, you know, what we do. But without having that conversation to make sure that that's okay, we probably would void the warranty, and all you'd be left with on the areas where the solar was installed, so the areas where solar wasn't shouldn't be affected, would be a warranty that we offer, which our installation warranty currently is at 5 years. So that's all that you would end up with without talking to your person that currently holds the warranty.
Right. Also on my roof, I'd had the APS contractor come out to look at the roof. They were going to see if they could put their installation on there. And they said, I guess because of how the roof is situated, that it didn't qualify for their installation. So
yeah, that was the solar. You're probably referring to the solar partner program. We participated in that as well.
Correct.
They were looking for mostly west-facing. So if you don't have a mostly west-facing area that would fit at least a 4-kilowatt system, then you wouldn't have qualified for that. But that doesn't mean that, you know, if it's south-facing or even east-facing, there's still potential value there for sure.
And those systems,
so it's like a southeast-facing.
Yeah, you would be okay.
And that was something the utility companies were doing that were actually installing the panels at no cost to the homeowner. Yeah. But the homeowner wasn't reaping the benefits of them being on the house either. They were just providing
$30 a month in a bill credit is what they offered.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So the utility company was trying to utilize homeowners' roofs as part of their power generation base.
It was a whole pilot program that they ran to get 1,500. It was 1,500 homes is what they set out to install. And then the big thing is they have access. So it's their power system.
Mm-hmm.
They have access to the inverters, and they're using it to test and do different things on specific grids, specific feeders. It's just a whole R&D. It's actually really cool.
Dan, we're through our hour. One more time, the offer for Rosie House listeners at Harman Solar.
We're giving away a free solar system. So all you got to do is hit harmansolar.com. There's a thing there that's on the left side of our lead page that says free solar giveaway. Make sure you fill out that lead form. And Rosie listeners are going to get an extra entry into the drawing. All you need to do is have a solar consultation with us to qualify. And if you decide to lease or purchase a system before the end of the program, which is in October, you would qualify for $5,000 cash, and you get two extra entries into the drawing.
Solar consultations are free.
Yes.
Free. Absolutely. Every house, every unit, every rooftop should at least start with that free consultation.
And I missed this earlier. There's been a lot of text questions going on I've been taking care of.
Yes.
Did y'all cover the mindset of somebody that's, well, I'm not going to go solar because I'm going to wait for the next newer, better solar panel to come out?
You know, my answer to that, because you get that all the time, and you can sit on the sidelines on anything, but the minute that you jump in and actually put it on your roof, you start saving. So if you decide to wait 3 years, you just wasted 3 years with the savings that you could have had.
Great input. Dan King of Harmon Solar, we appreciate you joining us and filling in the Arizona homeowners with the latest and greatest information as it relates to the solar industry. Romy, 10 o'clock hour.
Open line hour, and we also have some great information that we'll be talking about how to start your own construction company, understanding what it really takes to get up and going.
And Ken Colbert, special guest.
We have the data doctor in, who will, for a segment, talking about tech talk. And he sent me the talking points. I didn't even understand, so I'm looking forward to an education.
Tech talk at your house, here at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.